This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing, jaw-dropping scientific developments in the area of science and technology. Things that will impact directly on your life. And in this hour is open mic. That's right, is open mic on Science Fantastic. This is the chance for you to share your thoughts on national radio. That's right. Get to the phones and call the following number, 612-564-8135. Once again, write this number down, 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, hey, perhaps you can have your thoughts heard on national radio. And just remember, I'm going to be on a book tour in the end of February. I'll be promoting my latest book, The Future of Humanity. Did you realize that we're entering a new golden age of space travel? I mean, just think about it. Next year, starting next year, we're going back to the moon. That's right, after a 50-year gap, we're going to send a robotic mission to orbit the moon. And, of course, Elon Musk of SpaceX is hot on the trail of NASA. He had this very successful launch of the Falcon Heavy rocket, a rocket which may one day take us to the moon and perhaps even to Mars. Not only that, it's a reusable rocket. Just think of the used car market. After World War II, a lot of GIs didn't have the cash to plunk down to get a new car. But when the used car market entered into play, it revolutionized car ownership and the American lifestyle. Think of what's going to happen when rockets are reusable in the same way that used cars are also reusable. We'll find out what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity. Many people think that it is our destiny to eventually go to the moon, back to Mars, and then into the solar system and beyond. Sounds like a pipe dream? Well, find out about the visionaries and the billionaires who are footing the bill. That's right, you realize that we're getting a free booster rocket? Elon Musk of SpaceX, he runs a private corporation. And with very little funding, he got the Falcon Heavy rocket off the ground all by himself. A rocket which successfully launched its payload, a Tesla car, into outer space. And it's a booster rocket, which is at the present time the most powerful booster rocket on the planet Earth. Not as powerful as a Saturn V, which took us to the moon, but very close behind. And, as I said, next year, NASA, not to be outdone, is going to be debuting its booster rocket, the SLS booster rocket. Think about that. Not one, but two heavy-lifting booster rockets, one funded by a billionaire, Elon Musk, and the other one funded by taxpayers, you and me. And the destination is not just the moon, but on to Mars. So find out what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity. Not only that, but you can go to my book tour. I'll be going to San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia, Washington, Boston, New York, and perhaps I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. Well, like I said before, it's open mic on Science Fantastic, so let's move right on and take the first listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Michio. My name is K.L. Carace, and I have a question for you. So, us as three-dimensional human beings, do you think with the help of computers we can see the fourth dimension? And if so, when do you expect for that to happen? Thank you.
Well, you ask a question that I actually address in my earlier book called Hyperspace, where I talk about the fourth dimension. Well, first of all, we live in a three-dimensional world. We can move forward, backward, left, right, up, down. But have you ever tried to leap into the fourth dimension? You can't do it. When I was a child, I used to read a lot of science fiction, and a lot of it dealt with higher dimensions. And so I thought to myself, if I could jump fast enough, hard enough, in different directions, maybe I can go into the fourth dimension. Nope, can't do it. We live in a three-dimensional world. Then, of course, along comes Einstein, who says time can be viewed as a fourth dimension, a fourth temporal dimension, which creates a fabric of space and time. So what we used to call the fourth dimension is now called the fifth dimension. We have three dimensions of space, that is length, width, height, one dimension of time, and the fifth dimension, which you cannot visualize, is the used to be called the fourth spatial dimension. Now, artists, of course, have tried to capsulize these higher dimensions in their artwork. For example, Salvador Dali, the surrealist painter, painted Jesus Christ crucified in the fourth dimension. That's right. He was fascinated by the fourth dimension. That's why he had melted clocks. Melted clocks represent his attempt to bend time as a fourth dimension in his artwork. That's why he had melted clocks. And then he had Jesus Christ crucified on a tesseract. A tesseract is an unfolded four-dimensional hypercube. You cannot visualize the fourth dimension. You cannot leap into the fourth dimension. However, you can visualize cross-sections and unravelings of the fourth dimension. So let's say I take a cardboard box and I were to unravel a cardboard box. What do I get? Well, I get a cross. I get six squares arranged like a cross that could be folded up. So if I have a hypercube that is a four-dimensional cube and I can unravel it, it would be a three-dimensional cross. And bingo, that's what Salvador Dali tried to typify in his famous work, Hypercubicus Crucifixion. That is Jesus Christ crucified in front of a hypercube. Now, then the next question is, who lives in these higher dimensions? Well, theologians have had a crack at that, because theologians, since the time of Galileo, were embarrassed whenever someone said, well, I just bought a telescope, I looked up to find heaven, and I couldn't find heaven. No angels, no demons, no firmament up in high, no cherubs, it's just stars. Well, that was very embarrassing, because the church had to find out, where is heaven located? So at the turn of the century, around 1900, many theologians began to say that heaven is located in the fourth dimension. So let's think about the fourth dimension for a moment. Let's say I have flat land, that is people living on a tabletop, and they're two-dimensional, like Cookie Men. And they can move left, right, forward, backward, but up. Up into the fourth, third dimension. Up is beyond their capsulization, their visualization. They cannot visualize up, because they can only live on a two-dimensional plane. Now, we live in the third dimension. If we get one of these cookie people and peel them off the surface of a table, what happens to them? They disappear, and they can reappear someplace else. They could get out of jail. Jail for a flatlander is a circle. If you draw a circle around the cookie man, he cannot escape. And think about it. Who lives in the fourth dimension? Ghosts. Well, at the turn of the century, that's what people thought. Ghosts live in the fourth dimension. So let's take a short commercial break. And after that, believe it or not, let's talk about the science of what some theologians believe is the theory of ghosts living in the fourth dimension.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is waiting for you. It's 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and bingo! Perhaps you can get on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a question. Can we move in the fourth dimension? And the answer is no. Sorry about that. We're stuck living on a three-dimensional world. However, our mind can visualize what a four-dimensional world might look like. So let's take a look at two-dimensional flat people, cookie people, living on a tabletop that cannot visualize the world of up. Up is beyond their comprehension. They can move left, right, forward, backward, but up makes no sense to them. However, we can peel them off their world and then put them someplace else in their two-dimensional world. They would literally disappear from sight, reappear someplace else. And then if I put a circle around them, that's a jail. They cannot escape from a circle. They bump into the circle every time they move left, right, forward, backward. But we laugh and say, ha, that's stupid. I mean, all you have to do is jump up and jump out of jail. Now, think about it for a moment. What kind of being has the capability of disappearing and reappearing someplace else? What kind of being can escape from a jail that is escape-proof? Think about that for a moment. Who can walk through walls? Who can escape the sturdiest prison? Why, the answer given by theologians 100 years ago was ghosts. And that started a romance between people who believed in ghosts, believe it or not, and the fourth dimension. Get a copy of my book, Hyperspace, and I trace the history of that. Even Sherlock Holmes was dabbling in this concept of the fourth dimension. H.G. Wells, they wrote about the fourth dimension and the possibility of ghosts and higher angels living in these other dimensions. In fact, H.G. Wells, who also wrote War of the Worlds and many other great science fiction stories, like The Time Machine, had another short story where an angel from hyperspace, falls into our world by accident. And so theologians found a very convenient place to put heaven, ghosts, demons, and whatever, and that is the fourth dimension. Well, sorry about that. We physicists don't believe that you can move freely in the fourth dimension. However, I work on something called string theory. In fact, I'm the co-founder of one of the main branches of string theory, which is string field theory. And string theory, we say that the universe started in 11 dimensions, not 4, but 11 dimensions. That our universe is a bubble, a small three-dimensional bubble that's expanding in a much larger ocean of nirvana, and that is hyperspace. And so many children ask the question, Mommy, Daddy, if the universe is expanding, what is it expanding into? Think about that for a moment. Everyone believes in the work of Einstein, who says the universe is expanding. Well, that's nice. And then the question is, what is it expanding into? Well, it's expanding into another dimension, hyperspace. It is the 11th dimension. So what happened to these other 7 dimensions? Where are they? Why can't we move in these other 7 dimensions? And the answer is they've curled up. They're so small that we cannot visualize them anymore. And we're stuck. Sorry about that. We are stuck in the 3rd dimension. Well, as I said before, if you want to know more about hyperspace, about these other dimensions, this is not science fiction, this is not theology, this is the most advanced physics and cosmology that we have today, get a copy of my earlier book called Hyperspace. Okay, well, let's move right on now to the next listener phone call.
What is the origin of string theory? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very profound question. The origin actually goes back 2,000 years. 2,000 years ago, the Greeks asked a very simple question. What is the world made of? And they said, well, there must be a smallest object that you cannot cut. You cannot cut it, meaning atom. A means cannot. Tom means cut. And so atom means that which cannot be cut. But then also, in addition to Democritus, we also had Pythagoras. Pythagoras looked at the violin string, the strings of a lyre, and said that that's mathematics. The harmonies, the thirds, the fifth, the chords that we find in music must be a byproduct of the resonances of a vibrating string. Bingo! He was able to work out the mathematics of music. Think about that. We've had music ever since we left the forest. But the Pythagoreans, 2,000 years ago, worked out the mathematics of harmonies, the mathematics of octaves. Like, why do we have 8 notes in an octave? And oct means 8. Why 8? It's all because 8 is the number of ways you can divide a string. And so string theory got off the ground 2,000 years ago. But what happened after that? Nothing. For 2,000 years, scientists were stuck. Because what can you do with it? Atoms are too small to be seen. Strings, that's a very nice idea, but how do you explain the diversity of matter in the universe? Well, fast forward 2,000 years to the 1900s. Then we were able to split the atom in half. And then we began to realize that atom was a misnomer. You can, in fact, cut atoms into subatomic particles like protons. And then if you smash protons apart, what do you get? More subatomic particles like quarks. And then the question is, does it really stop there? Or does it keep on going like an onion, one layer after the next, after the next? Well, this is where string theory comes in. Because string theory says, why do we have all these god darn subatomic particles? We have quarks, we have leptons, we have antiparticles, we have Wang-Mills particles, we have gluons, hundreds of subatomic particles that I had to memorize to get my PhD from Berkeley years ago. Why so many particles that cannot be cut? Well, this is where the Pythagoreans come in, because Pythagoras, 2,000 years ago, said that a simple object like a string allows you to explain all the thousands of notes, sharps and flats, that you find in music. So the resonances of music correspond to, in some sense, subatomic particles. So in other words, string theory says that the electron is not really a dot at all. If you were to peer into an electron, you would see that it's a rubber band. A tiny rubber band that's vibrating, but if you twang it in a different way, the rubber band turns into a neutrino. You twang it in another direction and it turns into a quark. You twang it again and it turns into a gluon. In fact, if you twang it enough times, you get all the subatomic particles that we've cataloged for decades by smashing atoms apart. So in other words, subatomic particles are nothing but the musical notes of a very tiny string. When it's physics, physics is the harmonies you can play on these vibrating strings. When it's chemistry, chemistry is the melodies you can play on vibrating strings. The universe is a symphony of strings. And then what is the mind of God that Albert Einstein searched for 30 years of his life, from 1925 to 1955, he searched for the mind of God. Well, we now have a candidate. The mind of God is cosmic music resonating through 11-dimensional hyperspace. That is our best understanding of how the whole shebang is put together. And again, if you want to find out more about this, get a copy of my earlier books, Hyperspace and Parallel Worlds. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Kenneth, listening from California on the Genesis Radio Network. I would like to ask two questions for Mr. Kaku. First, scientists say that they do not know why humans sleep, but I think the reason should be obvious. At night, Homo sapiens cannot hunt and gather. Therefore, in order to conserve energy, they need to sleep. As a result, when we developed into civilization, we still needed to sleep at night. This is the same reason why the moon influences people's behavior. More light means the ability to hunt at night, so humans and other animals are more aggressive and more likely to have sex during moonlight. Why isn't this obvious to scientists? Second question I have is the fact that photons are used to measure electron positions and speeds in quantum theory. This results in the uncertainty principle. However, what if gravitons or gluons were used to detect electrons instead of using photons to detect them? So if you use gravitons as your so-called light beam instead of using a photon in order to detect the electrons, would this silence the uncertainty principle? Thank you for your time.
Well, the answer to your question is yes. Yes. Now, I'll answer your question after the break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open because it's open mic on Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can have your thoughts heard on national radio. And also go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It gives you the details of my book tour, and maybe, just maybe, I'll be signing your copy of my latest book coming out February 20th, and that is The Future of Humanity. The Future of Humanity in Outer Space, as we begin to go back to the moon, on to Mars, and beyond. We're talking about a golden age, a new golden age of space travel starting next year. That's right, next year we're going back to the moon. It was recently that Elon Musk successfully launched his Falcon Heavy booster rocket, which can take us to the moon and maybe even Mars. And NASA, not too far behind, is using taxpayers' money to back its booster rocket, the SLS booster rocket. So we are blessed not with one, but two two booster rockets that can take us to the moon and perhaps Mars. We'll find out what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity. Well, before the break, we had a question, a challenge, in fact. Why are scientists so oblivious of the origin of sleep? Well, actually, scientists would agree with you that sleep is a way for us to conserve energy, but that's not the question. The question that divides scientists is, why do we dream? Do animals dream? Why do we dream? Well, first of all, when we dream, we have what is called rapid eye movement. Your eyes vibrate very rapidly, and that's very easy to see with a brain scan. And it turns out that animals like cats and dogs will also have REM sleep. So it's a theory that we cannot prove, but it's a theory that even dogs and cats can dream. And then the question is, why? Why do we dream? It sounds like a waste of time, right? Well, if I have a brain scan, and you brain scan the brain when it's dreaming, you find something interesting. First of all, blood flow to the prefrontal cortex right behind your forehead drops to zero, meaning that you are not conscious anymore. And your fact checker, which is right behind your eyeballs, that checks for anomalies in common sense and what you see around you. And that's also shut off. That's why dreams are fantastic. That's why dreams violate the known laws of common sense and science, because that part of the brain that governs common sense is turned off. Well, what's turned on? What's turned on in your brain when you dream is the center of your brain, which is the amygdala, or the emotional center, and that contains nightmares and fears. That's one reason why many of our dreams are not dreams of fluffy animals and vacations and nice thoughts. That's why many of our dreams are rather troubling, nightmares, because the amygdala controls many of our dreams, and the amygdala also controls nightmares. So you realize that the front part of the brain, which governs reason and logic, is shut off. But the center part of the brain remains quite active, and that's why you dream. But then the next question is, what do we dream about? As I said before, we dream about troubling things because it's the amygdala that is activated. But then the question is, why? That's the mystery. There's one theory which I think has some credibility, is, and that is, the brain tries to make sense of things, of all the memories that took place during the day. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and then we'll ask the question, can robots dream? What does artificial intelligence say about dreaming, and do robots dream? Think about that. This is a very active area of study. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
By Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can get on the air by calling 612-564-8135. Go to my website and perhaps you can get a signed copy of my book, The Future of Humanity. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And before the break, we had a call saying, what's behind sleep? Well, I think scientists agree that sleep is a way to rest and to recuperate, but why do we dream? That's what divides scientists. Some scientists say that it's nothing but the accidental flaring up of the amygdala, which controls troubling and nightmarish type thoughts, and that lights up when you dream. But why that type of dream? Well, it turns out when you build robots, you build what are called learning machines. These are called neural networks. Neural networks can actually learn very slowly, but they do learn by repetition and by practice. And then what you find out, interestingly enough, is that when these learning machines saturate, that is when they learn too much, then they go into a different kind of state of consciousness where they can't learn anymore. And memories then begin to drift, and they begin to try to make sense of some of these memories. That's what we think is the origin of dreams. We think that animals and humans are learning machines, neural networks, that are flooded with memories, and we can't learn anymore. And just like a file cabinet, we have to make sense of these dreams and reorganize them, just like what robots will do when they try to learn things, and learning is saturated by too many memories, they have to make sense out of it. And so that's one reason why we think that dreams not only are dreams that are nightmarish, but dreams also that try to make sense of troubling events. That is perhaps the origin of dreams. Well, once I interviewed at Harvard University one of the deans of dream research. For many decades, he's researched the nature of dreams, and I asked him about what about all these books by Freudian psychologists who have deep meanings in dreams. And he laughed, and he said, well, that's the fortune cookie theory of dreams that he does not agree with. Dreams can be explained, he said, by science, rather than appealing to mysticism. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Yes, hello. This message is for Dr. Michio Kaku. I have a question. It is, do you indicate the four fundamental forces of the universe as affirmative when speaking about the aging process and the digital and biological afterlife?
Okay, well, you asked several questions in one, so let's try to break down the pieces. Even the previous caller asked about gravitons, and so let me explain. There are four fundamental forces that we think rule the universe. We've looked for a fifth and couldn't find any, but we think there are four. First of all, there is electricity and magnetism, which lights up our cities, makes possible television, radio. That's the first force, and what governs that force are photons. Photons are particles of light, particles of electricity, particles of magnetism, and photons interact with electrons, giving us television, radio, lasers. Next, we have gravity, which keeps us anchored to the floor, which holds the solar system together, and we think it is mediated by gravitons, tiny particles of gravity. We've never seen these, by the way. If you ever detect a graviton, you will win the Nobel Prize in physics. But we do believe that these gravitons exist, and when they average out to give you Einstein's theory of general relativity. Then we have the nuclear forces, the two nuclear forces, the weak and the strong. And the weak force governs radioactive decay, and the strong nuclear force holds the proton together, and the nuclear force explains why the sun shines, why the stars twinkle. So we think that four fundamental forces rule the world, but why four? Well, it turns out there are four fundamental theories that you can embed inside string theory. String theory shows that, yes, you can get all four interactions by the vibrating of tiny little strings. And then you ask another question, and that is the question of immortality. Is it possible that we can use the four fundamental forces in some sense to give us some form of immortality? Well, I'll say a few things about that after the break. Once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can be on national radio.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Science Fantastic. Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to share your thoughts on national radio. Let's say it's 4 o'clock in the morning and you get a brainstorm. Suddenly, things are so clear at 4 o'clock in the morning. But, hey, there's no one to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call at 612-564-8135. You'll get a recording. Simply give us your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And perhaps you can share your thoughts on national radio, even if it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, before the break, we had a caller talking about the four fundamental forces, the weak force, the strong force, gravity, and electromagnetism, and whether that's related to immortality. Well, there are two forms of immortality that I address in my book, Physics of the Future. First is biological immortality, literally living forever. And the second is digital immortality. Now, digital immortality is something that we think is actually achievable. And that is by codifying all your memories, all your history, all your likes, dislikes, your credit card history, everything known about you can be digitized, and then we can make a hologram that'll talk like you, that'll act like you, that has many of your memories, and you can have a conversation, an intelligent conversation with this holographic image. And then the question is that really you? Well, to paraphrase our former president, Bill Clinton, it all depends on how you define you. If you are defined as a biological entity, then of course this is nothing but a tape recorder. Very sophisticated tape recorder. But if you are defined as all your memories, your thoughts, all your interactions, your sensations and feelings, if that is you, then you can be reduced to information, and information can be digitized, and you are living forever as a digitized soul. Now, there's the other form of immortality that I address in my book, and that is biological immortality. First of all, as organs wear out, we're going to be able to replace them. In fact, I list all the organs that we can generate in the laboratory today. Skin, bone, cartilage, noses, ears, heart valves, windpipes can be recreated in the laboratory. But what about the brain? That is really hard. But we're now beginning to find the genes that control the brain as well. We have a long ways to go. It's called the Connectome Project. The Connectome Project is trying to figure out the wiring of the biological brain. And then we want to find the genes which can extend our lifespan. So far, we found about 60 of them. We know there could be hundreds involved. What we do is we scan the DNA of old people and the DNA of young people. Now that millions of people are having their genes sequenced, we can now use computers to scan the genes of old people and find out where aging takes place. Think of a car. Where does aging take place in a car? Not in the steering wheel, not in the seats. No, aging in a car takes place in the engine. Because that's where we have oxidation. That's where we have combustion. That's where we have moving parts. That's where we have the buildup of carbon deposits. Well, where is the engine of a cell? The mitochondria. And bingo, when you look at where aging takes place in a cell, it's mainly the mitochondria, the energy power plant of the cell. That's where you have errors building up. Now, if we can cure these errors genetically using gene therapy, then in principle, we could live forever. I mean, think, for example, of a cancer cell. We don't like to think that cancer cells are benevolent. Of course, they'll kill you. But cancer cells are immortal. They just reproduce. In fact, they reproduce out of control, forming a tumor, and that's what kills you. That's why cancer cells are so dangerous. But it does mean that cancer cells have a clock, a digital clock that is stopped. And that's called telomerase. We have found the clock and the way to stop that clock. The clock is called a telomere at the ends of a chromosome, and telomerase allows you to stop the clock so that cells just divide forever. Well, what's the catch? The catch there, of course, is that cancer cells also divide forever. That's why we have tumors. That's why you die of cancer. So we still have a ways to go. However, we are now beginning to find the genes that control the aging process. That is remarkable. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
This is John in St. Cloud, Minnesota. I hear you on KNSI. I have a question. The imbalance of matter and antimatter in our universe, could it be because the Big Bang created our universe and an antiverse with more antimatter than matter? I suppose the answer to that question is worth a Nobel Prize.
Well, you're right on both aspects. It turns out there is an asymmetry between matter and antimatter in our universe, which I'll explain. And if you can figure out why there is that asymmetry, you will win the Nobel Prize in physics. You're absolutely right. First of all, antimatter is the opposite of matter. We know that the electron is negatively charged. In fact, it was Benjamin Franklin himself, who gave us the direction of current. He didn't know that the electron was light, therefore it was electrons that move. But it is the electrons that move, giving us electricity, and has negative charge. Well, there are positively charged electrons called positrons. They are anti-electrons. However, there's an asymmetry between electrons and positrons, and nobody knows why. There should be a balance between the two, but there isn't. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Well, find out more by getting a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds. Once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can always give us a call by calling 612-564-8135. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On February 20th, my book comes out, and maybe I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity, and then you can go to eBay and auction it off for money. That's right, you can actually make money by getting a copy of my autographed books. So, this is Science Fantastic.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.